Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Greetings, beloved friends, beloved students, beloved humans, waking up and becoming conscious of who you are and why you are here. Here we are connecting once again with the International Day of the Woman. Worldwide women of the world are collectively coming together in consciousness and knowing it is their mission, it is their task to assist in balancing the masculine and feminine energy, knowing full well that humanity cannot and will not evolve and ascend into a higher state of being without this balance. Without the balance of the receptive feminine and the assertive masculine coming together, which transcends your sexuality, which transcends your gender. These are forces of creation to assist your evolutionary path. And they need to be in balance, dear humans, in order for this ascension of humanity, mirroring the ascension of the planet herself, to take place. The women inherently know that they must take the lead, that they can no longer be dealt with as less than. They can no longer be subjugated. For dear humans, stop and pause for a moment. None of you would be within this physical dense format of humanity without going through the human feminine body. The reproductive organs of the female body are the gateway from the spiritual world to the earthly world. The organs, the birth canal of a woman, is the gateway from the spiritual world to the earthly world. This pathway, this divine pathway, needs to be honored, needs to be celebrated, and at a minimum be put into balance with the masculine and the feminine energies. The other topic that we will discuss forthrightly at this time as we celebrate the feminine energy is exactly what is taking place with this world pandemic that has caused the world to come together in unity and stop and ask itself, what is the meaning, value, and purpose of such a pandemic? Realizing that it originated from one of the most repressive non-human rights communistic regimes on the planet, China. And it is radiating out into the world, affecting all markets, financial, emotional, and physical, for you to all realize your vulnerability with such a pandemic. And remembering these life forms, these viruses, which are dependent upon the human body to survive, are of your creation. They are of your thoughts, your emotions that have created them to bring you into a unified field of consciousness, to realize that you all are diversified versions of one another, and you all need one another, and what affects one affects all. So this is the purpose, this is the meaning, this is the value of this. So as fear assumes itself, as people fall into fear, as there is chaos as to what is happening, understand through chaos comes the creation of a new pathway, a new unified field of consciousness, of oneness. And at the base of all this, the foundation of all this, for those who choose to leave this earthly plane as a result of the pandemic, remember, dear humans, there is no such thing as death. You simply transition from your physical form into your eternal spiritual form. You cannot die. You are an eternal spiritual being. So with these two foundations of the balance of the feminine energy, the pandemic is taking place and how is it affecting your daily lives, let us begin discussing our current events.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, everyone.
You've combined a couple of key subjects that I wanted to talk about today. I did not know it was the International Day of the Woman. I had asked Philip if this was a special day of some sort. We didn't know.
It took place on your Sunday, and the energy of that celebration, of that consciousness, is still radiating out into humanity.
What a powerful, poetic sentence you stated. I took notes on what you said. I don't know if I got it exactly right, but you referred to the feminine energy as the gateway between the spiritual world and the earthly world.
Yes. None of you would be here without that gateway.
Well, of course, I knew that, but what a wonderful way to capture the role of the feminine energy, the gateway from the spiritual world to the earthly world. That's beautiful.
So what is actually taking place whenever a spirit decides that it wishes to reincarnate into a human form, it attracts individuals together to bring together a physical fetus that has a maturation process within the feminine body and at the first breath becomes human. And this is the wisdom that is missing within your abortion issues and abortion separations. Beloved humans, none of you are human until you take your first earthly breath.
Well, you mentioned in the past when we talked about abortion, I don't want to go down the abortion track, but just to clarify that statement, you said that it isn't really so much of a spiritual issue as an issue of control of one group have a belief system trying to impose their belief system on another.
Exactly. And remembering, no soul leaves one moment before its time. If that individual, the spirit, is intended to incarnate into a physical format, and that is the soul plan of that individual, that will take place no matter what.
I want to take it back to the original comment you started out with, which had to do with the rising up of the feminine to create a unity consciousness. You know, I'm going through all of our discussions that have led up to the creation of our book, The Refounding of America, our discussions that began 3 years ago. And you're talking about the rising up of the feminine energy, and you were referring to that 3 years ago exactly right now, March of 2017. I want to just quote something from what you said. You said that the ground swelling, meaning of the feminine energy, is taking place, and that beyond the demonstrations we were seeing, these individuals must participate and run for office themselves. It is up to the women of the world to rise up, which they are, and simply say, enough. They are actually a majority of the population. It is time that the majority have a voice. Not only the feminine energy, but that the majority have a voice in these United States. And he said that it appears that it is an aspect of the soul plan of the United States that the act of democracy be threatened itself in order to preserve it. And boy, if that hasn't just emerged exactly as you were describing.
Yes, that is in process. That is taking place. And through it, individuals who so choose are waking up and making new choices.
Well, we've just we're in the midst of the primary season for the Democratic Party, and you know, we started out with at least four women among the large group of people running for office, and now they've all somehow left the field, and we're left with what is described by many people as two old men competing. And there's been a lot of lamenting about the fact that Elizabeth Warren is no longer involved, as well as Pamela Harris and some others. But they've had an enormous influence, though, on the consciousness of Americans about the feminine energy.
Not just the consciousness of Americans, but the individuals who will be selected as candidates. These individuals, these divine soul feminine energies, will be part of administrations. They will be part of cabinets. They have made an indelible impression on the consciousness of the citizens of the United States. They will not be left behind.
And I think we shouldn't leave out the fact that Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay candidate, will probably also fall into that group that you just outlined.
Another divine messenger celebrating the diversity of humanity and all of the factions and formats and expressions of creation that humanity comes within. As we've discussed in the past, you're just beginning to wake up and understand the diversity of the gender issues and the sexuality issues in being human. They are not as they have been explained in the past. They are a little more complex. There are five or six genders and subversions of genders and sexual expression within that that humanity is beginning to express, not judge, embrace in the celebration of the diversity of being human, remembering you are each other in disguise. No matter how different it may appear, behind that mask, behind that disguise is the same energetic, soulful, spiritual expression of being love.
And I think to more fully understand, when we're talking about the feminine, the masculine energy, we need to define that a little more clearly. It isn't just women that have the feminine energy. That feminine, explain where the feminine energy shows up.
One of the first things that takes place as ascending into the ascended mastership realm, which we are a pathway for all humanity, is balancing that within ourselves. We of the ascended mastership realm, even though we are depicted often in masculine format, we are a balance of the two energies. And all higher realms are a balance of the two, because there is no gender issues. There is no male and female. There is a oneness of energy, a oneness of beingness, which you are aspiring to become.
Can we, I'd like to talk a little bit about connecting what you just said, to talk a little bit about who the main candidates now are for the nomination for the presidency under the Democrats. We've got Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. What observations might you make about these two characters?
Humanity right now, particularly the citizenry of the United States, needs to take a half step before a whole step. So one of the individuals is a little more radical and progressive in your language than the other. So it is a matter of what individuals resonate and discern with. Some see it an easier step to take a half step before a whole step into the programs that can support the process of having a democratic government. Others wish to be, in your vernacular, more radical and see time running out on the changes that need to take place, such as climate change and equality and equal pay and minimum wage and health coverage. So it's a matter of what the populace at whole is willing to assimilate and to accept in the choices that they make. Do they want to take a half step before the whole step, or take a whole step now? Do you understand?
I understand exactly. It's interesting. You sort of reinforced. I heard a conversation on National Public Radio, and there was this commentator, apparently he was a black man, and he was talking about his aunt, who was a college educated lady who lives in the South, and she was explaining why the blacks voted so strongly for Biden, and she said essentially that, let's get normalcy and balance first, and then we can move from that to create some of the the larger, more radical changes.
And remember, progression and ascension is not always a straight path forward. It's one of the reasons you're experiencing what you're experiencing, whether you're executive in your governmental senate at this time. Sometimes you need to take a step back to gain perspective, to make better choices for the future in order to go forward.
Well, we're seeing chaos going on in the financial markets, and there's a big contingent of men, perhaps mostly white men, because they dominate the power of the financial markets, who basically were more concerned about protecting their interests. And I was hearing a number of them saying that they were so concerned about the possibility of higher taxes under the Democrats that they would be voting for Trump. They didn't seem to have any concern for what Trump was doing to our democracy. Now that the financial markets are being shaken, I wonder whether or not that point of view will be shaken too.
And perhaps that's the reason they're being shaken. It's to allow these individuals to know that they're not in control, that they cannot control what they did not create. And this is taking place in order to shift people's awareness and to shift people's consciousness, perhaps to make a better choice if they so choose in their free will.
Well, I certainly see people being shaken and their confidence shaken because I watch on television normally these kind of strutting, arrogant, mostly white guys who seem to be so in charge and so knowledgeable about what makes markets work and economies work and so on. They are just, they don't know what to say now because they don't have any answers.
They are having to surrender to the unknown. They're having to surrender to the ego mask of thinking that you know. They're surrendering to the probabilities and the possibilities of unknowingness is what is taking place. And that is the reason it is taking place, because it also is creating a unified field of consciousness that those who think they're in control, those who think that they know, are actually having to admit to themselves and even publicly, I do not know, and allowing that to be.
Let's end this segment by, if you would make a, you alluded to, out of chaos comes a new path, the consciousness of oneness. Could you kind of pull this together with that sort of observation for us?
Remember, every single thing that is happening, the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, the unsettlement within the financial markets, and the whole interruption of trade globally within the planet, that there is a divine purpose within it. It is not here to punish you. It is not here to kill you unless you choose that to be your path. It is here to unify you and begin to pull away from the chaos and see within the swirling energy of the chaos are the elements for creating a new parallel pathway to the old.
Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom.
You're welcome.